You're talking about the motion to admit the defendant's trial testimony?
Yes, and then there's a motion that about the text message that was received by witness David Sofa. Without getting into the details, the Supreme Court, when it reversed Ms. Brofman's conviction in, from 2019, it raised questions about the efficacy of that text message. And I in my motion, I addressed, I believe, what the Supreme Court's concerns were with regard to the authenticity issue and the context issue that they raised.